Hey guys, in today's video, I'm going to dig a bit deeper into how to respond when you get a conversation going live on LinkedIn. Now, we spoke recently about organic methods using LinkedIn to actually connect with prospects in your target market and begin a conversation. But what happens when the conversation actually goes live? How do you begin to nurture that sense of relationship? And I'm going to share with you some really cool tricks on how to make sure the conversation keeps going with a strong line in curiosity. Check this out.
Dan, do you have any tips on, so I've making quite a lot of new leads on LinkedIn, like you were talking about, and it's been really good. And I've had some really encouraging conversations with people and got them into meetings and sales meetings. A lot of people are like, I know, love your company credentials and your showreel, we'll get back to you. And they're not saying that, they're very positive about it. What's my follow-up like strategy? You have a tip about getting back in touch with them without seeming too like desperate? Or is there a phrase or something or an email that you found that works quite well?
The thing is, it comes down to who you're talking to. If you've got a specialism, you can be like, hey, Bob, we connected a little while ago. We've just finished working on this amazing project for this client in this sector, and they had an amazing result. And it was really cool shoot. And I think you might find it interesting because you're in a similar kind of space. Would you like me to send you it? So you got to use curiosity to engage someone in a reason why you're getting back in touch. Which comes back down to the niche again. If you're trying to serve everyone, it gets a bit more complicated. But sometimes just if you've got a good set of connections and you're like, hey, let's say there's a great, I don't know, give me an idea of one of the clients you might be talking to on LinkedIn. What kind of industries?
I tried a few different ones to start with, but we're actually just mainly now focusing on just approaching agencies, marketing agencies.
How many have actually turned into something real?
It's been 3 months so far and nothing has come through as a complete job yet, but I've had like about maybe like one positive sales call a week where they want me to follow up with them basically.
Yeah, but no sales yet.
Not as yet, but it's still early days.
So one of the challenges you'll have with agencies is that, do you think you're the only video production company that's approaching them and saying, hey, we'd love to work with you?
No, absolutely not.
I would imagine they have hundreds.
Yeah.
So you can still win the race by dropping in touch and saying, hey, I just wanted to let you know we just finished this project. Can I send you a link to have a look at it? Now, that's very important because the curiosity has to be there. Not just like, here it is, dump it and hope they watch it. But we just finished working in this project that I think would be really relevant to you. And I'd love to be able to share it with you. Would you like me to send you a copy? Then they're having to take a decision about whether or not you're testing the relationship. Agencies are a good source of work, but you're always at the behest of the agency. And they will dictate the rates, they will dictate the terms, and they will throw you under the bus if things go wrong. If it was me, I'd be thinking about where is your business come from? It's a twofold thing. You have to do the audit to understand where the profit is, to then identify the niche or the sector that is the most profitable. Generally speaking, the most profitable sector is also the one you probably enjoy working in the most, and you've probably worked on projects with people who really respect your time, pay you fairly, pay you on time, and give you creative freedom. Within the kind of walls of 60 minutes on this call, it's a big topic to unpack, and there's just no real simple answer. I would say start looking at a niche, start looking at which area you can focus on, because that becomes a lot easier on LinkedIn to have results with. So I hope you found that helpful. Now, if you'd like to get involved and maybe come and be part of this free community, you can do so by clicking the link below. It's completely free to join. Or if you want to, you can watch our free training.
You've been listening to the Video Business Accelerator podcast with your host, Den Lenny. If you're a video business owner who is tired of going it alone and would benefit from mentorship, support, and weekly accountability, then mouse over to www.videobusinessaccelerator.com to learn more about how the Accelerator program can help you today. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show over on iTunes. And we'd really appreciate you taking a few minutes to leave a review.